Chapter 4. No, classical music. Like the Beatles. Not exactly. Beethoven, that sort of thing.
That Noah Doug? I saw that film.
Never mind.
Evening.
Stuart, thank fuck. Great to see you. Mine's whatever overpriced continental lager this is. Ask BB for details.
Ferg holds up a nearly drained pint glass.
We're in the head in hand.
Ferg, lanky, darkly foppish-haired, eyes glinting, is the same Bodie Ferguson of the golf course story. The Head in Hand is the latest name for a pub on Union Street in the town centre, where we've all been hanging out since we were legally allowed to. When we first started sidling in for a bottle of Alcopop and two straws, it was called Sneaky Pete's. Then it became Murphy's during Stonemouth's belated and short-lived Irish bar phase, then the Mason's Arms, and for the last couple of years it's been the H&H, apparently. Overdue for a name change. The decor changes more slowly, still much like it always was, which is nondescript. On the outside, on Union Street itself, there's a big awning all the smokers congregate under. Inside, it's the usual Friday night crush with most people standing. Our lot form a knot of bodies corralled into a little raised area with wooden railings near the food service end of the bar, handy for the gents. I get a lot of hugs and claps on the back from the guys, who are mostly actual guys, though with some lady drinking buddies too. BB is Big Bairn, Nickel Dunn. I find him, find out who's drinking what, and head for the bar. While I'm waiting, trying to catch an eye, Ferg puts his glass down, sliding it between me and the big rustic-looking guy next to me, then follows his arm in, wriggling until he's squeezed himself between us, his body pressed against mine. The big farmer chappie scowls at him and rumbles in the near subsonic, but Ferg ignores him.
"I'll give you a hand," he tells me. "You will."
He frowns, picks at my jacket with two fingers rubbing.
"What's this? You haven't developed taste while you've been away, have you? Who put you up to it? Is it a girl?"
"No," I tell him. "It's money."
"Not a girl?"
"Girldom in general. No one specific. Girls like the,
so where have you been? Why have you been out of touch?"
"All over. And I've not been out of touch. You have."
"I most certainly have not."